Well, ladies and gentlemen, here I am again, and today is the big day, the huge day, the awesome day. But to briefly cover over what I did yesterday, there was something kind of fantastic called the Demo Derby. It was hosted by the Game Audio Network Guild. And what they did was they had a bunch of aspiring video game composers make demo music, and most of them used offered versions of a game. You know, it's a I think it came out last year, maybe the year before, called Shoot Mini Robots. I think that's what it was. And they were offered, I guess, a version of that game with no music that they could then rescore to demonstrate. They were also offered Limbo, and some of them used that too. And they were given the chance to actually rescore a game the way they would do it, and they were given feedback by video game composers like Austin Wintory, the Journey composer, Jack Wall, the composer that does all the Call of Duty games and things like that, and a guy from Blizzard, and another guy too, and it was really good. It was really good. The some of the music was really excellent. The feedback from the composers was, I think, for the most part, very helpful to the people. So it's just kind of interesting to think that maybe in the future, you know, pretty soon, we're going to be hearing some of the results of this feedback that, you know, I heard at, you know, GDC. It's kind of interesting to me anyway. Let's see. I also went to a Killer Instinct panel. It was about the next gen audio in Killer Instinct, and that was also kind of amazing because it made me feel horrible and disappointed in myself for not noticing some of the things that they had done. Like, I thought that the music in the, you know, during matches in Killer Instinct, I thought that for the most part, except for the very end of a fight, I thought it was one linear track, you know, kind of like the old one. You had the main track, then you had the almost dead track, and then you had the end, you know, for each stage, the end of the song. Well, that's not the case. There are actually several different pieces, and the pieces are played randomly, and I never took the time to notice that before. So that, I feel horrible now. Never took the time to notice that this music was being constructed on the fly. And they're played randomly, except if certain things happen. If you hit if you land a 15 hit or higher combo, you get to hear the chorus of the song, the first 8 bars of the chorus. If you keep landing big combos, you get to hear more and more and more of the chorus of the song. It's just great. And then, you know, there were other things too, other little nuances. I didn't realize that there was a musical attachment to the instinct meter, so whoops on that. I didn't realize that if both players put their controllers down and don't do anything, then on every stage, there's actually a remix of the music from that stage from the original 1994 Killer Instinct game. And that's played dynamically right within the song that's already playing. It doesn't like interrupt itself. It just fades right into it, like nothing happened. It's weirdly awesome. And then of course there's the musical ultras, which I was aware of, but they went into detail on how that actually works. That's you know, hand constructed for every character for every stage, with a bunch of very small pieces of the music. So it's crazy. But anyway, went to that. Went to a presentation on Tomb Raider and the audio in that game, and the music in that game is actually probably even more intricately constructed than it is for Killer Instinct, but I don't have time to go into all that, but it's amazing. It's amazing how that's constructed. And then I went to an AI presentation on The Last of Us, which was, you know, more programming-oriented, but you wouldn't believe the systems and maps and craziness that's in place to create one human enemy in The Last of Us. I mean, there's so much to it. It's they're so, you know, it's so powerful that the game can only handle 8 enemies on screen at once. I didn't know that, but there you go. So yesterday was a very interesting day. And there was some interesting talks with certain people that might lead to something awesome, but I'll have more on that hopefully later. But today's the big day. Today's the day of my panel, 5:30 Pacific time, so 8:30 Eastern. I urge all my Twitter followers to beg the GameSpot people to cover that, or the IGN people, or the Kotaku people, or whoever you follow, you know. Try to get some media coverage on this, because I really want this to be out there. And, yeah, some other stuff might be happening today, too, that, let's just say, I'll put it to you this way. Something is going to happen today, but I can't talk about it until after it happens. So after it happens, I will let you know what it is. Sorry about that. But for now, big day ahead, and, you know, let's do this. Let's bring accessible gaming to the masses of game developers out there. That's my goal, that's my plan. It's gonna happen. Here we go.